Regarding one of the most profound responsibility of the President of the United States, and that is the selection of a Space Force. Space Force.
'Space. You know all about Space Force. They love rockets. Elon Musk and all of them. Let them send up their rockets. Let them be the first to Mars. NASA. It's really the beginning of something very big for all of you. It's a good future because of President Trump.
Let's get together.
Warriors come out to play. Warriors come out to play. Warriors come out to play.
We must have American dominance in space.
Do we want?
The Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force. Separate but equal.
What? I don't know what you mean by that.
Sammy talking to you!
You have to take the children away.
Shut up, nobody's talking.
The Democrats have to change their laws.
Gonna kiss my butt?
Can't do it through an executive order.
I'm not gonna stay down here all day.
You're signing an executive order, keeping families together.
Come out to play. Come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
We must have American dominance in space.
Do we want?
The Air Force, and we are going to have the Space
Ambassador
Force.
Baker. Which is interesting in and of itself.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It is because, in fact, there is the bedrock
of the kind of
relationship in the world that we would hope to create and press forward with. And making that bedrock a transactional issue totally defined by percentages of money provided in a situation in which others have clearly been working on that, but it becomes all about me and what I can achieve and how and in what way I can broadcast from this impromptu press conference the kind of victory I'd like to push for myself before the American people. And unfortunately, the American people don't like to get complicated with data and statistics and complicated issues of that sort. And so he has a natural advantage in his experience in reality television in being able to push ahead with this kind of thing. Is what are our strategic interests? How is he promoting those interests? And why and how is that going to make this a better country, a better community of allies and friends, and a better world for all of us? And I think he fails on all of those questions, and unfortunately not enough people are asking them. And we are at a critical stage now in the Trump presidency, where, in fact, the foreign policy approaches of President Trump are clearly undermining the national interests of the United States, our friends and allies, and, as I said a moment ago, the international community.
Nobody's talking.
The Democrats have to change their laws.
I'm gonna kiss my butt.
Can't do it through an executive order.
I'm not gonna stay down here all day.
We're signing an executive order, keeping families together.
A gang of vile savages known as MS-13. You've all heard of them. They're bad. Everywhere they go, the thousands of MS-13 gang members...
I'm one of your biggest supporters, you know. I tell everybody that comes in this taxi that they have to vote for you.
We'll be right back. getting to be a real pain, you know that kid?
I'm just a kid who's four. Each day I pace the floor. I miss my mommy. I'm Pablo. So many kids like me split from their family. They blame my mommy. I'm Pablo. My world is scary, running from gangs. Mommy, they took, and the cage door, it bangs. Waking up here, it's up to the court in this big truck. Thousands of us are stuck. I'm Pablo, Pablo, Pablo. I'm Pablo. That's me!
Wow, people, what a day. Independence Day. Beautiful, lovely, very American and patriotic. I am, like, so patriotic all the time. Just ask anybody. And tremendously independent all the time, if you know what I mean. I am going to independently remake the Supreme Court to be more like me. People will love it, trust me. Oh, and I am so independent of the fake news media. Enemies of state, all of them. Disgusting people I hate. I'm not saying shoot them, or am I? I don't know, but sometimes I am also like totally, totally independent of any collusion with Russia. Just ask Michael Cohen. No, don't ask him. Ask Rudy. He'll tell you.
OMLPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Hey, y'all. This is Furious George, Micropower Community-Based Radio. Right on. I'm Dr. Furious. We do this every Thursday, 10 o'clock into the deep late night, and take over a little piece of the airwaves here from the corporate media, and have been doing so for, since 2004, as part of this beautiful little station here, WCOM, which is a low-power FM station, as you probably know. And anyway, I'm honored to be a part of it and have been playing with these fun airwaves and beats and sounds here at WCOM. It's way back. In fact, even further back, I was part of this awesome, fun uprising where these cool radio DJs and micropower broadcasters all over the country started, civil disobedience and started radio broadcasting from people's basements and apartments and moving vans, and it was a fun time. Anyway, culminated in a big march on Washington in 2000, and we actually convinced the Clinton administration to legalize low-power FM radio, which is why you're hearing this voice right now. So there you go. Evidence of fun stuff that can be accomplished by just, you know, standing up for yourself and making it happen. So, do that now if you can, please, with us here at WCOM. We're doing it in many different ways. You can check us out at WCOMFM.org and learn about how you can support the station. You can kick in some cash or help sponsor a fundraiser or a benefit, or if you know something about electronics, come in here and help out with that. Although it's pretty, you know, snap, crackle, popping nicely in here these days. And also, if you want to be a DJ, that's the most important thing. We can always use a few new local voices. That's what community-based radio is supposed to be about. And I'm honored to be a part of it, as I said. You can learn more about the Furious shows at furiousg.blogspot.com. You can hear all the crazy old themes that we've talked about here and there. Today is obviously just, there's so many different problems to talk about. or to spotlight or to weave in some crazy sound bites about. And then also we get some cool, fun music from different labels and fun different artists all over the world. And so I'll do my best to bring in some of that fun sounds and beats too. So not only this crazy, cool, weird stuff in the background, Low End Theory, if you haven't heard any of that, you're never going to hear it sounding like this though. But you can also hear some other new stuff. This is this thing called Fit a Body. I think it's an Atlanta beat-based group. We're going to play some of that and some other fun stuff provided to us by our friends at Terror Bird Radio and some other crazy cool labels and promoters out there who have brought us fun stuff like Hopscotch, which is coming up, and Mugfest, and also pretty cool J. Cole thing coming down. So, yes, you know, we love J. Cole in there, and I play a lot of J. Cole stuff. So I'm going to keep playing some of it. In fact, right now we'll get into his craziest, funnest new thing, because he's a local DJ, and, you know, he's got some of these crazy beats. So, anyway, if you recognize this song, give us a call here at 919-929-9601 or 919-246-9639. Oh, gosh. I'm there. Okay, good. And you can be a DJ. You can get some fun tickets to something. Who knows? Give us a call. I'm furious.
I'm stacking this paper, it's sort of habitual. I blow the residual, and if you're going, it's part of my visual. But money, you give me a heart on a typical. I wanted it physical, $1 million I count up in intervals. Without it, I'm miserable. Don't wanna fall off, so I'm all in my bag. Thinking God like it's biblical. I know it's gonna solve every problem I have. I bought on the principle, remember the teachers is all on my ass. Now look, all of them pitiful, and all of a sudden, I'm so good at math. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it, can't take it when you die, but you can't live without it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Can't take it when you die. Uno, dos, tres. Big pills, big pills. I fell in love with big wheels and quick thrills. My niggas running tip drills, can't sit still. Don't give a fuck if it kills, it mix well. I'm only counting big bills, big pills. I fell in love with big wheels and quick thrills. My niggas running tip drills, can't sit still. Don't give a fuck if it kills, it mix well. I'm only counting.
Will I fall? Will I fly? Heal my soul, fulfill my high. Cross my heart and hope to die with my slice of devil's pie.
My fellow Americans, tonight I speak to you from the East Room of the White House.
It only results in a hole in your heart. Fuck it, I take the whole cake and I won't leave a portion. It's only your organ. Thank God mama couldn't afford the abortion. The loneliest orphan. I flip my misfortune and grow me a fortune. My role is scorching. Them niggas that hated it slowly endorsing. Now Coley important. My niggas beside me like Tommy and Martin. We balling your cotton. Then skate with your bitch like we Tony your Harton. She don't need the garments. She horny from all of the money we counting. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it, count it up, count it up, count it up,
count it. Can't take it when you die, but you can't live without it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Can't take it when you die. Big bills, big pills. I fell in love with big wheels and quick thrills. My niggas running tip drills. Can't sit still. Don't give a fuck if it kills. It mixed well. I'm only counting big bills, big pills. I fell in love with big wheels and quick thrills. My niggas running tip drills. Can't sit still. Don't give a fuck if it kills. It mixed well. I'm only counting.
Will I fall? Will I fly? Heal my soul, fulfill my high. Cross my heart and hope to die with my slice of devil's pie.
Never knowing someone come and try to take my life. I be sleeping with the 45 like every night. In the whip, I pray to God I don't see flashing lights. Goddamn, they right behind me. And I wake up every day. I wake up every day with this anxiety. And they know where I stay. Got my load on my place. And they following me. So when they maze under the floor of the kitchen. A little more up in the walls and the ceiling. Even family and friends started switching. Ever since I got that check, seen a mention. Eyes open, I see you, I'm watching, yeah. When people wanna be, you don't trust no one. Tell me why I can't get no relief. Wondering when they'll come for me. My paranoid man makes paranoid plans. I do what I can, but it's out of my hands. Struggling just to find my peace. Sometimes feel like I got no friends. Can't trust a soul like I'm Snowden. Right by the bed, keep it loaded. Lord have mercy if they broken. I don't ever sleep, yeah, I'm wide awake. If you try to pull up to my place, beam is gonna hit you a mile away. I promise one of us gonna die. Helicopters in the sky. No, we can't escape the eyes. Politicians in the light.
Donald Trump is a childish and offensive president, so this is a very appropriate form of protest. The people who are saying that this is a childish, offensive protest. Donald Trump is a childish and offensive president, so this is a very appropriate form of protest.
Regarding one of the most profound responsibility of the President of the United States, and that is the selection of a Space Force.
Space Force.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Space. You know all about Space Force. They love rockets. Elon Musk, all of them. Let them send up their rockets. Let them be the first to Mars.
Conservatives move the argument from objectivity to one of balance. Under the rubric of balance, the conservatives do better because the way the media now treats balance is there's 99% of scientific consensus on global warming and 1% of scientists funded by the coal industry to say that's not true, but they're presented in a balanced way, giving credit to both sides.
See you.
fire, Bob Mueller, high into the air. Just kidding, or am I? Maybe not. We'll see. But I am feeling very independent, believe me. Now go home and eat your turkeys and sing the Star Scramble Banner or whatever you people do.
Studs Terkel said, the only thing I've seen trickle down in the 1980s is meanness. And what he meant was, you know, the kind of country club looking down on people less fortunate than you had sort of gone, and thanks to Limbaugh and Bob Grant and people like that, sort of like they were aiming at making white males, middle class males, to be as angry and looking down on people and being angry at these social movements as anyone who used to be in a country club in the 1950s. That was what was disseminated, was this mean, angry streak.
And the Fairness Doctrine actually said that you have to program in the public interest. And so as a result of that, the radio and television stations got real news.
It operated for 50 years. In 1949, it was actually voted in as law by the U.S. Congress. It said if you are watching or listening to your local television or radio station, and there are points of view that are not being included in a discussion, and you wish for them to be in there, go complain to your station. If they don't give you satisfaction, then send a complaint to the FCC.
Of the universe, given an absolute side, we can see infinitely and know that we live forever, shine eternally. Centers of realization, in realization of life. In love we know that we live forever and shine eternally.
It didn't guarantee equal time. It reminded broadcasters that they had a public trust, that they should include some views that might go against their own or that might not be popular or favorable to them. It was dropped in the 80s by the Reagan administration.
The repeal of the Fairness Doctrine ended up resulting in an explosion of talk radio.
In 1987, I couldn't believe what I heard. I'd hear overt gutter racism. And this was coming from different talk show hosts, but the main one was Bob Grant. I hear black people referred to as savages.
The savage mind, the primitive primordial mentality, being immature, anything they think they can get away with, they will press and press and press, which of course is what they've been doing all over the United States of America, not in just...
The allure of the Limbaughs and the Grants is that they tap into a kind of resentment, kind of insecurity on the part of mostly white men, in large part middle-aged and aging white men, a kind of injured pride that the world is passing them by. It's typical of demagoguery to say that your problems really aren't problems caused by you, they're caused by these other people that aren't like us.
Think of a lie as you could possibly propagate. But he was saying it as if it was true. And I was there in the gym or wherever I was listening to it and be like, oh my God, this guy gets it. You know, this guy gets that if they take away our right to say Merry Christmas, we're no better than the terrorists. And that's the kind of insane bullshit that Fox News gets people to believe.
Did you sweep us far from your feet? Reset in stone. Despair, this day.
I never knew there was war on Christmas until my dad started sending us, the whole family, emails about dreaded, horrible, terrible, evil liberals who wanted to kill Christmas, and liberals who didn't even want Christmas trees in schools or red or green allowed anywhere. And whether it was Christmas Day or not, in fact, it usually wasn't Christmas Day, he would just say adamantly, "Merry Christmas," wherever he went.
Guardian, your trip to the UK, there are lots of protests planned in London and elsewhere. How do you feel about that?
I think it's fine. I mean, I think they like me a lot in the UK. I think they agree with me on immigration. I'm very strong on immigration. I made a point today. I said, you've got to stop. You're ruining your... You're going to have a lot of problems. You see what's going on throughout the world.
Foreign policy approaches of President Trump are clearly undermining the national interests of the United States, our friends and allies, and as I said a moment ago, the international community, and we should be very, very careful about this.
This is Jeopardy!
Good luck, players. Here we go. Let's find out about the categories. It's debatable. Certainly is. The Book of Proverbs. Bring to the Bible. And finally, droppin' mad beats. What?
Supreme Court nomination that civil rights, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, Roe versus Wade, and more are in grave, grave danger. But did you know my boy Brett Kavanaugh has also argued that U.S. presidents cannot be indicted, they cannot be sued, and they cannot even be investigated. Oh, this is like a Christmas of corruption. You hear that, Robert Mueller? You can't even investigate me. Oh, the crimes I can and will commit.
Something very unusual happened in November of 2018. Cell phones started acting strangely, malfunctioning in a way that had never been seen before.
Strike.
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 They appeared to be artificially intelligent.
Strike. Strike.
And they refused to carry our messages. Some people blamed hackers, and they said it was because of a Russian computer virus designed to destroy the voting machines. Other people blamed the trade war. They said the tariffs had shut down all the factories that used to make reality, and that you couldn't buy American-made reality anymore. But it wasn't until years later that we found out that in June of 2018, during the so-called immigration crisis, President Trump had sent out a secret order to separate all words from their meanings as they crossed the border between truth and fiction.
They're not separated for a day or 2 days. They are permanently separated.
Hello, papá. Hello, papá.
Naturally, the fateful speech bubbles became disheartened until they gradually stopped delivering any of our empty words. The first things to go were the question marks. Nobody seemed to notice, or if they did, they never asked why.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Then nouns started disappearing, and we couldn't give a name to what was really happening. We all felt sick when the adjectives went, but of course by the time the verbs disappeared, there was nothing we could do about it. We all remember the day the bubbles went on strike. Before we had time to think, they began to attack. So we ran to Mexico and began building a wall to keep the bubbles out. Each of us wondering how it had got this bad this quickly. Two years later, the wall was finished. The president had been impeached and imprisoned.
I was asked to leave because I work for President Trump. My husband and I politely left and went home.
my check. I pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad bitch. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll away. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Give me the ball, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night when y'all say I'll make you famous. Hey. Have you ever seen the stage going ape shit?
Fucking coop, finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like Chief, keep me Rafiki, who been lying king to you? Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Man, the clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got changed for you. Motorcades when we came through. Presidential with the planes too. Went better get you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a fucking zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people. Ran through Liverpool like a fucking beetle. Smoking Rilla glue like it's fucking legal. Tell the Grammys, fuck that 0 for 8 shit. Have you ever seen a crowd going 8 shit?
Step my money fast, go. Change. I don't give a damn about the fame.
Nope.
GA planes. Alexander Wayne.
Woo.
She a thought that you claim.
Woo.
Can be tapping my ring. Oh. And I'm popping my bitches. I'm popping. We go to the dealer and cop it out. Sipping my favorite alcohol. Got me so lit, I need Tylenol. All of my people are free, I'm on. I finna whip, wanna see the stars. Sending the missiles off. Tricking my inhibitions off. 250 for the rich and meal. Yeah, yeah. Living the field. My body made jigger go near. Man, my mama, my lord, my shield. Look at my jewelry, I'm lethal. These diamonds on me, they see. I'm a Martian, they wishing they equal. I got M's on the back of the beast. Give me the ball, give me the ball. Take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night when y'all say I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit?
Before the American people. And unfortunately, American people don't like to get complicated with data and statistics and complicated issues of that sort. And so he has a natural advantage.
I was asked to leave because I worked for President Trump.
Being able
my husband and I politely left and went home.
But we were civil about it.
White House regarding one of the most profound responsibility of the President of the United States, and that is the selection of a
Space Force.
Space Force. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill Carver. I'm Dr. Furious. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We're rocking out here some crazy fun beats and sounds as part of the Michael Power Furious George Experience. You can learn more about it at furiousg.blogspot.com. And as always, check out WCOMFM.org, where you can learn more about this cool, fun Michael Power community-based thing we got going on. Low power FM, non-commercial, anti-commercial, decommercial. What else? We have also fun things to spotlight this week, and we've done our best to do that. We'll keep doing that here in the late night, and also trying to bring you some crazy cool new music like we've been playing. If you want to check out, you know, check in with the Furious Show, email us at FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. You can always call us here at the station, 919-246-9639. All right, we're going to get back into it. We appreciate you and everybody else out there.